USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing Congress to pass a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and a $3.5 trillion budget package before the government runs out of funding October 1st. But Texas Republican Congressman Austin Pfluger accuses President Biden of trying to change the subject from the surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border and the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We're not going to let this administration shift the narrative away from the real disaster. We are less secure because of them. Whether it's Afghanistan or at our southern border, we need the president and the vice president to go there to acknowledge that this is a problem.
Weekly jobless numbers on the way up. The Labor Department reporting 351,000 Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. This is USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Booster shots on the way for some Americans.
The Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week. Before any shots can be administered, though, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision, with third doses possibly being rolled out by the end of the week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Special Envoy for Haiti is stepping down over the deportation of Haitian illegal immigrants from the Texas-Mexico border. Reports circling on Twitter that this morning Ambassador Daniel Foote is resigning. He says he won't be associated with the United States' inhumane, counterproductive decision to deport thousands of Haitian illegal immigrants. This is USA Radio News.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
There's less reason to be optimistic about a police reform bill being passed this year.
After months of negotiations, the bipartisan police reform talks have ended without a plan. President Biden on Wednesday criticized Republicans. U.S. Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a critical opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday.
It was really whether or not the penalties for cooperating or doing what was mandated, those were takeaways. So in other words, you were going to lose grant money. I'm not going to be a part of defunding the police.
Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California on CNN claims Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down.
Senator Booker and I were very optimistic because Senator Scott seemed as though he really wanted to see reform take place. So I think he just had a terrible time getting to yes.
From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Parents have pulled 1.4 million children from traditional public schools during COVID-19, many opting instead for private and charter schools. The National Alliance for Public Charter Schools revealing that charter school enrollment saw a 7.1% growth during the 2021-2020 school year. The percentage of families who homeschool grew from 5.4% to 11% during the pandemic. More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.